Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Amen and amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. Again, we're continuing our study about spiritual gifts, and Paul was dealing specifically with this issue of speaking in tongues. And I want to begin in verse number 22. We left off last week in verse number 21 and talked a little bit about 22, but well, let's read down to verse number 33. Today our study, Lord willing, be from 22 to 33, those verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he, speaking about that unbeliever, will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. And if anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. That last clause, I don't know how much time we'll have left, but I want you to notice he says, but of all the churches of the saints. So it wasn't just directed to the church at Corinth. This was directed to all the churches at that time. And I believe even today, even though we know the gifts are not in vogue today, the gifts of tongues, of healings, and of prophesying, we've already talked about that. But the thought is that everything be done decently in order. God is not the author of confusion. So that part, I believe, would refer to us also and all the churches. That's why we do things decently and in order, because we were taught that in Scripture. But in verse number 22, where it says, wherefore tongues are a sign not to them believe not, which are not to them believe, but to them that believe not. Remember, we talked last week a little bit about signs, and about signs were for the Jews and not for the Gentiles. Everybody, and I remember closing my lesson last week, I shouldn't have had that song, it's still in my, every time I think of song, you know, I was growing up, these carnal songs. Ain't it amazing these songs come in your mind? He's even a kid, a teenager. That song, Signs, Signs, Everywhere Signs. I don't know, who sung that?
Five-man, a little band.
Who?
Five-man,
never heard of it. But anyway, we're never to look, we're not to look for signs. I know there are books about signs and look for signs. We sing the song, Signs of the Times. I understand what they're saying, but we're not to look for signs. We're to be waiting for a shout. The only sign we're to look for is Him. Look for Jesus. That's what we're to look for. There are so many people who are trying to figure out things about, well, because do you know that Hebrews chapter number 1, written almost 2,000 years ago, said we are now living in the last days. We've been living in the last days for 2,000 years since Jesus left. And he said, I will come again and receive you to myself. Revelation 22. Matter of fact, Roger told me this morning that he was going to be speaking from Revelation 22, verse 4, where in eternity there will be no more death, no more sin, no more sorrow, that kind of thing, no more pain, no more death. Well, then in Revelation 22, Jesus says three times, I'm coming again, I'm coming again, surely I'm coming again. That's what we're to be looking for. Everybody's hung up on signs. But this, we're, and that's a whole nother teaching, but I want you to understand the sign, it was taught in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, signs were for the Jews. What shall be the sign of thy coming? They were looking for the kingdom. Again, the Jewish thing. So I want you to understand, we're not to be looked, don't get caught up in the signs and all these things. And I understand the birth of Israel, that was a big deal. In 1948, all these things, which just means we're closer to the Lord's coming than we were 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, whatever the date was. That's concerning the signs of coming. When he's talking about these signs here, he's talking about the signs of speaking in tongues and these other things. Turn me back to Mark chapter number 16 to kind of show you, again, what the Apostle Paul is talking about. Jesus is about to leave, go to heaven. He's giving the Great Commission. In Mark chapter number 16, by the way, the Great Commission is given in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and in all in the book of Acts. We see it given here in Mark chapter number 16. Let's begin verse number 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief in their heart, their hardness of heart, because they believed not that them which had seen him after he was risen. I could speak volumes on that, but we have to move on. Okay. These are disciples. People come, well, I saw Jesus. No, you didn't. We saw Jesus written. No, you didn't. That's what he's talking about. Verse number 15. He tells these same people who did not believe, his disciples. Now, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is the giving of the Great Commission. Verse number 16. He that believeth is in his baptized and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Again, I wish I could spend time on there. He's not teaching baptismal generation here about he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It is true. You believe and you're saved. But the key is he that believeth not is damned. It has nothing to do with baptism. Again, let's move on. That's a whole nother teaching. Verse number 17. And these signs. Jesus is referring now to these signs that the Apostle Paul is talking to about in 1 Corinthians 14, 12, chapter 12, 13, 14. These signs of healing, speaking in tongues, prophesying, all these. Jesus refers to that. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, poison or whatever, it shall not hurt them. And if they shall, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These are the signs that would follow the believers as they would go out to share the gospel of Jesus Christ as God had commanded them into all the world. Remember, they did not have the Bible at the time. They could not say, turn me to Mark chapter number 16. Jesus said these words. So they're preaching the gospel. How do we know what you're saying, Matthew or Mark or Luke, whoever's preaching? How do we know what you're saying is true? Because they would have the ability to speak in their language. They would have the ability to, I hate to say, take up serpents, because people in, I guess, North Carolina, West Virginia, these hill countries, I guess they still do that, you know, serpents, and those people are crazy, by the way.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.